Does the BBC broadcast propaganda? I'm Roger Higham, and this is a quick analysis of a segment of the BBC's The World This Weekend, broadcast on the 8th of March, 2018. We all know what propaganda is. It's content aimed at influencing an audience and furthering an agenda. It uses loaded language and leading questions. It appeals to emotion rather than reason. Let's have a listen to Johnny Diamond reporting on cybersecurity and see how he does.
As Britain wrestled with its response to the attack in Salisbury last week, the United States Department for Homeland Security sounded the alarm over Russia's actions in cyberspace.
So his opening piece does a link between the recent Salisbury attack that the UK government has attributed to Russia and US government reporting on cyber attacks. This is using the halo effect, a kind of cognitive bias that associates an attribute of one thing with something else that may not be related. It's what we mean when we say the phrase, mentioning two things in the same breath. Maybe this is just an innocent radio link, or maybe it continues a narrative of linking Russia to the Salisbury poisonings, something that isn't necessary from the point of view of reporting on cybersecurity. There are, of course, cyber attacks from other state actors like China and also criminal gangs. But it serves the purpose of the narrative here to keep linking things back to Russia. Next, we go to a conference of cybersecurity students in Cambridge and hear from people who will obviously think cybersecurity is important. Even in this situation, he asks leading questions like this.
What about you? Do you think about this big picture of a sort of hostile world and needing to defend against that and how you will defend against that as well?
And this?
Because of the interconnectedness of our lives, cyber interconnectedness, it's a very different story. It's a changed battlefield, isn't it?
And this?
Do you spend much time worrying about it?
Then he speaks to Brian Lord, who, as the director of Projection Group International, has an interest in selling consultancy services on cybersecurity. He wants us to be worried. Even here, Johnny Diamond asks loaded questions like...
I asked him first whether cyberspace represents a new kind of battlefield.
Not is it a battlefield, but what kind of battlefield? And then there's this.
There are reports littered throughout today's papers of the National Cybersecurity Centre warning parts of the nation's infrastructure, energy, banking, water, the basic utilities, to be on their guard. How concerned are you about a raised threat level?
And just to make sure that we really are concerned, one more.
Are there particular areas of our national infrastructure that you think we should be most concerned about? I'm thinking about supermarkets, hospitals, the everyday, rather than the Ministry of Defence computer system.
Having spoken to people who think cybersecurity is incredibly important, using a series of loaded questions and emotive language, perhaps we could hear from an organisation who think they are doing well or that the things are under control. Where is the balance? Where are the non-hysterical voices? But there is nothing. The news bulletin moves on to elections in Russia, just to hammer home the Russia bad message. The whole 10-minute piece took an agenda and illustrated it by asking people with vested interests leading questions. You may not choose to call this propaganda, but if it wasn't propaganda, what was it?